From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week, then with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. Six people were wounded, one attacker killed by police Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. The attack followed a violent day between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called the 30-year-old's death a significant blow to the Khorasan group's plans to attack the United States and its allies. Iran and nations and groups that were involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. President Barack Obama called the day an important milestone. The European Union Sunday adopted a legislative framework that begins the process of eventually lifting sanctions against Iran. This is VOA News.